الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم رب زدني علما ورزقني فهما رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Beloved elders, our honorable mashayikh, teachers, beloved brothers and those that might be listening on the internet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible that we have gathered in one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to listen to the words of Allah and Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these few minutes that we have today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enable me to say that which is beneficial firstly for myself and for everyone. And what inshallah, what I will try to convey is basically what we've learned from our honorable illustrious Sheikh that is sitting before us, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib. As usually, Hazrat normally begins every bayan by mentioning a sunnah of Allah's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I will also try and share one sunnah of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On one instance, our beloved Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuk. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu saying that, O Mu'adh, I love you. O Mu'adh, I love you. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to him, that usika la tada'anna fi duburi kulli salatin taqul. That, O Mu'adh, never leave out after every salah by never ever leave out saying these beautiful words. And these beautiful words are the dua that most of us are aware of, but how many of us are actually making amal on it? These words are, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, I ask of you to assist me. A'inni ala dhikrik. Assist me in making your dhikr, in remembering you. Wa shukrik. Assist me in making shukr to you, O Allah. And then, subhanallah, not only in making your ibadat. Don't assist me, O Allah, in making your ibadat. Wa husni ibadatik. Assist me in making your ibadat in the most beautiful manner. And this is what we learn from our mashayikh, that in everything we should develop this quality of husn, beauty. In everything, Allah ta'ala ta karima that we've recited before you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that being who has created death. Wal-hayat, in life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions firstly death. So a person who keeps death in front of him all the time, this inshallah will be a means of a person staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala is that being that has created death. Wal-hayat, in life. Liyabluwakum, so that Allah ta'ala may test you. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, which of you is Allah Ta'ala says, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلَ, the best in deeds. As Hazrat mentions, Allah Ta'ala did not say, أَكْثَرُ عَمَلَ, the most in actions, or أَكْبَرُ عَمَلَ, the biggest in deeds. Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلَ, which of you are the best in deeds. So in other words, in everything we should try and develop this quality of husn, beauty. And that is why our Hazrat Wala has taught us, subhanallah, so many of us are particular about performing our salah. How many of us are particular about not only performing our salah, but bringing beauty in our salah, by perfecting our salah? We're living with our wives, many of us are married. How many of us are particular about bringing beauty in our nikah, in our marriage life, and in every aspect of our lives? Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, and we'll see in the riwayat, there's a beautiful narration, that sittatun hasan, there are six things that are good, but there are six things that are even better. There are six things that are good, but there are six things that are even better. The one thing that is mentioned is al-adlu hasan. Al-adl, to be just, it is excellent. Every possesses the quality of justice. Wa huwa fil imami ahsan. But if this quality of justice can be found in a leader, in the people that Allah Ta'ala has given authority to, then this is even better. Wal wara'u hasan. Wara, this quality of being pious, righteous, of having the taqwa, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart, this is great if everybody possesses it. But how good it would be is wal wara'u hasan wa huwa fil ulama'i ahsan. If only this quality of wara' is found in the ulama, this is even better, subhanallah. Then mention is made is wassakha'u hasan. وَالسَّخَاءُ حَسَنٌ, to be generous. Generosity is splendid. It is excellent if everybody possesses this quality. وَهُوَ فِي الْأَغْنِيَاءِ أَحْسَنٌ. But if it is even better, if this quality is found in those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed wealth to, if those that are wealthy are generous, Allahu Akbar. Then وَالصَّبْرُ حَسَنٌ. Sabr, to be patient. To understand that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in every condition, whatever condition Allah has put me in, this is the best for me. But if this quality of sabr can be found in the fuqara, in those people that are poor, this is even better, subhanallah. Then mention is made, subhanallah, وَالتَّوْبَةُ حَسَنٌ. Tawbah. Tawbah is excellent. وَهُوَ فِي الشَّبَابِ أَحْسَنٌ. If only this tawbah can be found in a young person. One is a person who looks himself in a mirror and he sees that I have white hairs on my face. And such a person says, now it is my time to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Very good. But even better is if a person in the prime of one's youth, a person makes ruju to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person says that, oh my Allah, I have disobeyed you, oh my Allah, forgive me. A person changes his life in one's youth, this is subhanallah. Amongst those people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant shade to on the day of qiyamah, on such a day that there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these categories is shabun nasha'a fi ibadati rabbi, shabun nasha'a fi ibadati Allah. A young person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prime of one's youth. And then subhanallah mention is made, is that wal haya wa hasan. Haya is splendid, haya is excellent. Wa huwa fi nisa'i ahsan. Haya, modesty is excellent, but if only this modesty is found in woman, this is even more beautiful, subhanallah. And my beloved brothers and friends, let us just look in few examples in the time of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How did our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam deal with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? On one instance, and this is an incident most of us must be aware of, on one instance, a person comes in, a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, comes in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for permission to commit the act of zina. If somebody has to come to me or to you and say, I would like to commit zina, what will our response be? What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam firstly do? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam firstly draws the sahabi close to him, this young person close to him. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made him conscious with regards to this particular act. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that atardahu li ummik? Would you like that somebody commits this act of zina with your mother? So he says, la ya Rasulullah. Oh no, O Messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, that would you like that somebody commits this act with your sister? He says, no, O Messenger of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a few other close relatives, his maternal aunt, his paternal aunt. Would you like somebody to commit this act of zina? He says, no, O Nabi of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned to him, in the same way, if you want to commit zina with somebody, it is going to be somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's aunt. So he understood that what I would like to do is something evil. Then Allahu Akbar, how did our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam make the tarbiyah and the tazkiyah of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? The second thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave him even a stronger remedy. And subhanallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took his mubarak hand and put it on the chest of the sahabi radiallahu anhu and made dua for him.
What dua did Allah's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam make dua for him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that Allahumma ghfir dhamba. Allah forgive his sin. Wa hassin farja. Allah ta'ala grant him chastity. Wa tahhir qalba. Allah ta'ala purify his heart. The Sahabi mentions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not even remove his hand, and the thing that became the most hateful to me was this act of zina, was this act of immodesty. Allahu Akbar. On one instance, subhanAllah, mention is made, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was having meals with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. One woman who was known for not being so modest, she passed by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that why don't you give me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was having meals with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that why don't you give me something to eat? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam took some food and presented it to her. So what did this woman say? No, I want food from your mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam from his Mubarak mouth took food from his mouth and gave it to this woman, and she placed it in her mouth. Mention is made that before it even reached her stomach, وَمْتَلَأَتْ حَيَاهْ. Subhanallah, she was filled with hayah. So my beloved brothers in Allah, there are so many incidents that we can mention in the lives of beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And beloved brothers and friends, this is really what we've come to acquire from our mashayikh, this quality of husn. Subhanallah, outwardly we perform salah, they perform salah, we make dhikr, they perform dhikr. But the difference is that kayfiyat. That kafir, that inner condition of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka humbak. Oh Allah, we ask of you for your love. Wa humba may yuhibbuk. The love of those people that you love. And wa humba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. The love of those actions that will draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our mashayikh have explained so beautifully that to love the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it will join a person to both sides. It will take a person to the love of Allah, and it will take a person to the love of those actions that are also pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are so many senior mashayikh and ulama present, so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these few words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant every one of us acceptance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with his muhabbat, with his qurb, with his ma'arifa to such an extent, Allah ta'ala grant every one of us such a bond with him that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for a single moment. Whatever I might have said that is incorrect, it is from my nafs and shaitan. Whatever is correct, it is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and from the teachings of our mashayikh. Wa afru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah, Mawlana Ahmed. Looks like I also have to ask you to increase. May Allah ta'ala accept and may Allah ta'ala grant us the reality of those wonderful words of advice and bring all these words and make them a reality. One is to listen to a talk, and it penetrates our ears and it goes into our rational mind and it sits there. But one is when it goes deep into our hearts and it translates into action. And that is how we ought to listen. We not just hear, but listen intently, not with our ears, but our hearts. And when we open our hearts and when we want to listen with our hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our hearts with these good words and Allah ta'ala will bring about a change. Alhamdulillah, next, we have a few words of advice from one of Hazrat's senior khulafa. And the reason I mention this khulafa is to understand that this chain is not something, or this work is not something that just haphazard. It has a connection. Our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Damat Barakatum is connected to our Dada Shah, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and he's connected. And this chain goes all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this work is not a work that has just happened and sprung about from nowhere. And that is why even to pass on, it is passed on by the act of giving khilafat, of appointing somebody. It's not, I've spent, 2.5 hours with the sheikh, so now I can also do this. The sheikh appoints and he decides who is worthy of passing it on. So this is not something that has happened in a haphazard way. So one of Hazrat senior Khulafa, Maulana Abdul Rahman Lambat Sahib, we ask him to give us a few words of advice, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafahu salamun ala ibadi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahi rahmani rahim. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين وشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and friends, as we have learned from our honorable illustrious Sheikh, otherwise we have nothing to say. Hazrat has taught us that Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi Hakimul Ummat, who is the Hakim, the doctor of the Ummat. And Hakim are those great personalities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Qur'an-i Kareem, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah ta'ala grants us hikmat, this wisdom, to whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. And وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And whoever Allah has granted hikmah, Allah has granted him a very, very great share. And thus Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained in a hadith that Hazrat explained us in all our matters of dunya and deen. Today many people have this idea and this wrong notion. We are confused, we don't know who to follow, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it very, very simple for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jalisul Kubara, that as youngsters sit in the company of the elders. People that are elderly in age, etc., if you sit in their company, what they have learned in 70, 80 years, just by listening to them, you will gain that great experience. But today, sadly, our condition is our social life has become so affected with the Western civilization that today youngsters, young boys, young girls don't want to sit with their parents, don't want to go out and say, they say, we don't do khala khala. We got no time for that. We got time for our own sports. But in the previous days, the days of our parents, our grandparents, the family was so united that there a child says that he wants to stay at home. The family used to sit together and eat, used to sit with the elders. Yes, when they are having important mashwara and you're not supposed to be there, then you're not supposed to be sitting. But while they are, when the elders are sitting and discussing normal matters, that is the time to gain great lessons. And as our Sheikh explained, a beautiful incident also, that in the village, some youngsters, they decided that they want to go and propose for one girl. They want to take one youngster to propose for one girl in the village. So they went, while they were going on their horse and cart, in the early days, so one old man was sitting on the side, near one shop. And as they were going, he asked them, where are you all going? They said, we're going to propose for one, taking this boy to propose for one girl in the village. He said, please take me what? He said, no, Baji, there's no work for you. You're just going to spoil this whole senior. We are all young boys. So please, you don't accompany us today. So he insisted, no, please take me what? I won't come in the house also. I'll sit outside. But I'll maybe be of some benefit for you. They didn't want to listen. Finally, he insisted. And then they accepted, okay, come with us. But you don't come into the house. So he agreed, I won't come into the house. You people, I'll just accompany you. As they proceeded and they went in to see the girl, etc. They discussed everything. Then finally it was decided, the family said that, alhamdulillah, we like this boy. We are prepared to give him our daughter. But there in the villages, those days, they want to test your intelligence and see how in deep waters you are, how sharp you are, etc. So they told this boy that, they told these people that we will give you the daughter in marriage, provided that there's a well here in the village. You'll fill that well with milk. So these boys now, they were worried. They were, like we say in Afrikaans, scrapping cop. They didn't know what to do. So they came out of the house looking very perplexed, worried. The old man immediately made out. He said, what's wrong? What's the problem? He said, this is the problem. They want to accept our proposal, but they're saying we have to fill that well with milk. And what a difficult task that is. He says, no, that's a very simple task. They say, how simple? They say, you go tell them that first of all they must empty all the water from that well, then we'll fill the well with milk. So they went, they told him that you first empty the well, then we will fill it. He said there must be some elderly person with you, some person who's got experience, who he has given you this. So when you sit with the elders, respected elders and friends, our problems will be solved in a very short time. Secondly, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to us that sa'ilul ulama, that when it comes to matters of deen, you don't need to Google and become a Google mufti. Ask the ulama. And ulama you're referring to fas'alu ahla zikri. Ulama are those ulama who are ulama of zikr. That means those who've got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama-i rabbaniyin. If you ask them your masail will be hal. You don't have to say, I don't know which alim to follow, which. So as far as your matters of deen is concerned, you need to follow one particular mufti who's got taqwa, and you stick to what he tells you, then you will be following deen, and you won't be following your passion and your desires. And then thirdly, as we are explaining with regard to this ayat, Hakimul Ummat, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the third very, very important aspect which we have gathered here for today also. And this is the fikr of our mashayikh also, that they make themselves available so we can get this great opportunity. And what is that? Khalitul hukama. When it came to the hukama, the wise servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Khalitu. Khalitu, like you interlace your fingers. In other words, be very, very close, closely knit to the pious servants of Allah. Hukama, you are referring to the wise, referring to the pious servants of Allah. The pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we will get from them is, as Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sahab explained, Hazrat Maulana Dr. Sahab also explaining, that we need to get this connection, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where you will get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise an ordinary useless person like myself, just any words of praise and we think we are that. Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, has cut us down to size immediately and mentioned that nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That to become nek and pious, this is faraz for each and every individual. And this is what is called tazkiyah. That is the spiritual, that's the purification of the heart. In order for a person to become pious, we have to purify this heart. And in becoming pious, a person, the more piety is not that we just make ibadat and we think something about ourselves. And this piety, a person cannot gain on his own. This piety, that is to realize that apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That realize that I think, to even regard yourself as I think I'm pious. Or everybody else, one is pride. That you think yourself better than others, you look down upon others. And one is also a very dangerous quality, Allah said, Ta'ala save me and all of us, which is called ujub. That you think, I am also good, everybody is good, but I am also good. Just to think yourself to be good, it's so dangerous. And this is nafs which plays havoc upon us. Our passion and desires want to lift our egos and make us feel something. That is why our pious elders has taught us. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, Hum aise rahe ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. In this world we can love like this and like that. In other words, big, big titles, bayans, big, big followers, a lot of followers also, a big sheikh also. But in reality, the reality will only come out when we close our eyes and we go into the qabr. And thus we learn from our honorable illustrious sheikh so beautifully. Hazrat explained, our dada sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he came to our country a few years ago, Hazrat heard that one of our very great senior personalities, ustad of this country, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, has made many, many huffaz. And today we know virtually the whole country are the offspring or the grand offspring of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. So Hazrat said, we would like to meet him. They took Hazrat to meet Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. Then Hazrat asked him that, I heard you made a lot of Hafiz in this country. How many huffaz did you make? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says the answer he gave for me to learn and for all of us. And this is what is called Islam. This reality should come into us. That not we perform one, two tahajjud namaz, or we just make little tilawat, or we just move around with our mashayikh a little, and we think we are somebody. We have to check ourselves all the time. And this check, only the specialists can check. And they will put us on our place all the time. So Hazrat immediately replied, Woto kabar mein pata chalega. That I'll only know in the kabar. That means how many huffaz have been accepted at my hands or not. Our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, and these are the friends of Allah. They appreciate the words of the pious, and they know the value of the words of the pious servants of Allah. Hazrat said, if I had $100,000, then I would have given him as in'am. What a great answer Hazrat has given. So for me, myself, to realize this reality, that it's not what people make you, you are what you are. And this is what our honorable Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we have to see within ourselves, we are what we are. We are not titles, we are not the labels, we are within ourselves what we are. That whether in public, in privacy, wherever we are, we should ponder, have we got this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world to achieve. And this achievement is what the whole world is looking for in the term of success. Everybody, every person, young and old, Muslim, non-Muslim, every person you ask him, why, what you working for, why you studying, what you want, he says, I want to be successful in life. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatuh Madazilul Ali, Arif Billah, the Hakimul Ummat of this time, Hazrat so beautifully mentions that Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. That Allah Ta'ala has desired for us before we even came in the world. Allah has desired success for us. And everyone Allah wants us to be successful. And Allah has created us in such a way, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu has mentioned, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِي أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِي أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِي. That every person has been granted the special wealth of fitrat, that natural open way of life, that open-heartedness. After all, when we came from Alami Arwah, where the souls were kept, and the souls saw Allah Rabbul Izzat, when we witness Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that love that has filled that soul, Allah Ta'ala has imbibed it, that when you just see a great personality, how you become overawed and how you fall in love with him. When we see the friends of Allah, إِذَا رَعُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ. When you see them, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then can we imagine that glimpse at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What love it will create in the heart of a person. So that love is in the heart of every ruh, every soul. And this is what is called fitrat, a natural way of life. The natural way of life is that a person, anything you get, natural the thought should be, who has given me this? I don't deserve it. Who is this kind being? Who is this kind personality? And that is why our Hazrat teaches us this very, very important quality, which myself generally lacks, and that is to make shukr. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If we don't learn to make shukr to mankind, how are we going to learn to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Man, we interact with, we are with one another, so it's supposed to be natural that a person thinks, naturally we should be thinking that my mother was the means Allah Ta'ala made for me to come into this world. So how much I should be appreciative to my mother. My father was the means, how much I should be appreciative. Then we will learn to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fitrat which Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here to use the fitrat and gain the marifat, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that will translate into the azmat, the greatness of Allah, which will translate into the love of Allah. And when a person has got one drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life is a different life. Your outlook of life is also different. Anything you are doing, everything I got is only from my Allah. As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, and like Manat Ahmad Sahib explained, that do we ever ponder that my marriage life also must be full of beauty. We think just outward beauty, my wife must doll up for me, I must be smart for her, that is the beauty. No, the real beauty is internal. Beauty is not skin deep. Beauty is far greater than that. Today we just get caught up with the outside. That is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reminded us that even when you're looking for a partner, one of the reasons people look for li jamaliha, for the beauty, the outward beauty. And that is just skin deep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That if you don't purify this heart and beautify this heart, and you live a life of negligence and just worry of outward beauty, then when you see the horrific day of Qiyamah, then, and you haven't inculcated the love of Allah, the taqwa in your heart, then how are you going to save yourself from that terrifying day of Qiyamah? You will be so overtaken with awe and with fright that يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, that it will make young boys and girls in a split moment like old men. And forget the day of Qiyamah, our Hazrat has explained very beautifully in this world. When man taught, we manufactured the best ship in the world, the unsinkable Titanic, and they even named it unsinkable. That this ship is unsinkable, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give guarantee. Man should not think that I have achieved something. We all should realize it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam and fazl, and Allah ta'ala is the one who protects. So anyway, on that first maiden voyage, that unsinkable Titanic, Allah ta'ala showed them, what you think you can achieve, you cannot achieve anything. Everything is only and solely from Allah Rabbul Izzat. On that first maiden voyage, when they were all involved in their dancing and singing and in their music, and Allah Ta'ala made the oceans get rough and the ship started sinking, then young girls that were 17, 18 years, in split moment they looked like old ladies that were 70 and 80 years. So we should realize and understand that this beauty is just, it's just skin deep. The reality is the beauty of the heart. And that is, when we want to make our marriage life also beautiful, and we get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, our great Dada Shaykh, that is our great Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, now when you see your beautiful wife, your Layla, and now you won't flirt around and look in the street at all the young girls that are walking around, and you think that's a beautiful girl, how nice she looks, etc. No, you'll realize that is not, that is filth and dirt. Shaitan just makes them look beautiful. Allah has given me a doll in my house. And this Layla of mine, this beautiful doll, where did she come from? Daste Mawla se aya. She came from Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is a special gift from Allah. Just that thought alone, that the special gift of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given me, now the enjoyment to go home, the enjoyment to come for salah, the enjoyment to go home. But all this will come when we work towards the success. And this success Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Everybody wants to be successful, but unfortunately we are looking for it in different directions. And we are looking for it in places where it doesn't even lie. Our example is like that old man who had one gold coin. And today we know, whatever capital, whatever wealth we got, we are more worried of our wealth than the real wealth, and that is the wealth of Iman. That wealth of fitrat, of natural, the Iman which Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah which Allah has imbibed, that we are losing and we are not even concerned about that. And Allah has sent the special men of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and then those who followed in their footsteps, the Salihin, the Siddiqeen, that today, till today and till the day of Qiyamah, they will have the speaker to remind us that the wealth of dunya, that is what is going to be left behind. That is not your main object and purpose in life. So, but generally we find, today we take so lot security precautions for our wealth of this dunya. And this dunya's wealth is going to perish, is going to be left behind. So this old man, he had this gold coin of his, and wherever he goes, he keeps his gold coin in his pocket. And all the time, he every now and then touching, is my gold coin in the pocket. He went to visit his friend living in a small shanty, and his friend offered him, you rather spend the night with me tonight? He said, okay, I'll spend the night. He slept at night by his friend. Half the night his eyes were open up. Immediately the first thing he's checking, his gold coin. And as Allah Akbar, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Honorable Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that middle of the night when your eyes wake up, a mosquito is troubling you, or you hear some noise, it is not actually that thing that has troubled you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has woken you up and say, oh Allah ta'ala is telling us, my banda, I am thinking of you and you fast asleep. At that time, even if we have to go and relieve ourselves, Hazrat says, if we don't even get tawfiq to make wuzu and 2 rakat salat, at least read some tasbih. At least read Allahumma ghfirli, read the 4th kalima, read the 3rd kalima. In that state, du'as are accepted. So anyway, the first thing we check is our wealth. So the first thing this old man checked is his gold coin in his pocket. He saw his gold coin is missing. Now he's parishan, very, very worried. As our Hazrat explains to us today, our condition is, we leave out the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is so valuable, we are not parishan, we are not even concerned. And this is Islam. This is what is called tazkiyah nafs, that concern for the real valuable things, that I am not practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The simple sunnah of reading Bismillah before eating, we are so unmindful about this. And if a person loses his 100 rand, he loses his 500 rand, how worried he becomes. Worried and parishan. We should be really worried of our iman, our connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Anyway, he starts searching for his gold coin in the shanty. And in the shanty in those days, like today also, many people in the shanty don't have lights. So searching a little while, he got tired and he got more parishan and worried. How am I going to find my gold coin? He comes out of that room and he sees across the road, a very beautiful light pole, and there's bright light there. So he says, let me go and search there for my gold coin. So he searched there half an hour. His friend wakes up, and a friend indeed is a friend in need. His friend wakes up, where's my old friend? He comes out, he finds him under the light post. He says, what's wrong? He says, I lost my gold coin. He also starts helping him search for it, very valuable. And it's natural, after a while you get tired, so the friend asks you, but where you lost it? He says, I think I lost it there where I was sleeping in your room. He says, then why are you looking for it here? He says that here there's bright lights, there there's no light. And as our Shaykh mentioned so beautifully, we can search till the cows come home, or till the day of Qiyamah, we'll never find it there. We have to go back today exactly the same. We are searching for our success in university degrees. We are searching for success in the malls. And worse, we are searching for success in haram entertainment, in porn sites, etc., where we will only get depression, we'll only get destruction. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the same surah, Sabbih isma rabbika al-ala, that sayazzakkaru man yakhsha wa yatajannabu al-ashqa, that those who inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will take heed to this reminder. They will take heed to this message, and they will now come into the direction of their success. And those people, they think, as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that today we think that we are very scientifically modern-minded. These ulama, they don't know what they are talking. And we want to make research of those things where it's not. Research of akhirat we want to make in this world. It doesn't lie there. Learn, as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Khalitul Ulama, that mix with the pious servants. And what does it mean mixing? Hazrat has taught us over and over that Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali, one of the great pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, has mentioned, one of the reasons we don't get tawfiq of changing our lives and doing good deeds is that we sit with the pious servants of Allah, but we don't become like them. We don't follow in their footsteps. We don't try and imitate their lifestyle. So it's not just sitting with them. It's just niyyah that, oh Allah, that love, that nur, that kayfiyat, which Maulana Ahmad has explained, that is in their heart, of your love. Let one drop even spill into my heart. Then see the enjoyment of life is totally different. So anyway, respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us here, and that قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَذَكَّرْ وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. You want success? I want you to be successful. And from the day we came in the world, already Allah Ta'ala announced, and the first sunnah, that the child is born, azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear. Azan and iqamat, both is telling us Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to your success. And your success is not in degrees. Your success is not in those things that will make you unmindful of Allah. Your success is in coming towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how you will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that Nabi Kareem saw some mentioned so beautifully that the Allah ta'ala mentions in a hadith a Qudsi that the skies are too small. I don't fit in the skies. The earth is too small. I can't fit in the earth. If there's a place I can fit is in the heart of a believer. And Allah will only come in that heart which is pure and purified. Like we know Hazrat explained so beautifully that if a person gives you some very expensive oud itar and say fill in your bottle of small bottle and fill some oud itar, then you find the bottle and you wash it and you clean it very thoroughly. Your wife asks you, why are you doing taking so much trouble? Says, I'm going to fill a very, very expensive ether. So to fill expensive ether in a bottle, you take so much trouble. Then the creator of oud, how pure and how fragrant is Allah. How much trouble shouldn't we take to purify this heart? And to purify this heart, Allah Ta'ala has shown us the exercise. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us the fitrat, and Allah has sent us in the world, that I have sent you here to gain the success. For a short while, to get this dawat-e-tama, the recognition of Allah. The recognition of Allah will lead you to the greatness of Allah, will lead you to the love of Allah, and automatically you'll be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that this fitrat, this nature, changes according to the company you keep. If that poor child has got company now, his parents are Christians, then he'll get become Christian-minded. If his parents are Jews, he become Jewish-minded. If his parents are fire worshippers, like Hindus, etc., then you'll become that-minded. And if his parents are Muwahideen, they got the oneness of Allah, they got the love of Allah, and as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, today we take it for granted, the child is still small. He doesn't know. If that was the case, then Allah Rabbul Izzat would have not commanded our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us that the first sunnah, give azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear, because from that time, 0 years to 5 years, that child is grasping all the time. He's grasping, like Hazrat explains also so beautifully, that in front of our elders, our mashayikh, you must have ears and not a mouth. When your ears are open, then when your mouth starts talking, you'll be talking like them. But if we want to talk in front of them and feel we are there also, and we don't open our ears, we will gain nothing. So that child, while growing up, whatever the parents imbibe in their child, if their parents are reading, making tilawat of Quran-i-Kareem, their parents are making zikr of Allah, that will come alive in their child. That fitrat will grow, and we'll see that child naturally now becomes inclined to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this purification of the heart, thus we have to go to the specialists, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mashayikh who we have mentioned as the hukama, the very wise servants of Allah. The wise servants are those people who look for the greatest thing. And the greatest thing is the love of Allah. And to gain this love of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given the syllabus also here. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. You'll have to first of all gain, do a cause in the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah. You can't do a cause in the ma'rifat of Allah without the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. That for everything there is a mine. Like today we think of gold mines, diamond mines. Those are all perishable things. The real mine, the mine of taqwa, the love of Allah. Where you will get that? The hearts of the friends of Allah. We are supposed to be going to them. They come to us, our Honorable Hazrat, so much fikr and concern. And this is the concern of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How everybody can get this wealth of taqwa, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to do a course from the friends of Allah. When they teach us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and teach us how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to do a course in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala says, فَصَلَّى. As Mawlana Ahmad Sahib, Hadamat Barakatum explains, now you will look for beauty in namaz. Now perform that namaz and you'll realize, oh, all my 30 years, I thought I was performing namaz. and we'll be making tawbah, and we'll realize every namaz, immediately we make salam, Ya Allah, you gave me this great opportunity, I messed it up, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And this forgiveness, astaghfirullah, will come from the depth of the heart. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And as our Hazrat explained, one fundamental principle to beautify our deen is beautify our namazes. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us one simple prescription. When you stand up for your namaz, salatin muwadda'in. That read a namaz of al-wida. Like you send off a girl and you make her al-wida. And she takes away herself from all her family and everything. Now she's disconnected to everybody. She's going to a new family. Hazrat explained exactly the same. When we going for salah, disconnect our ruh, not just our body, our ruh from all our other activities. And realize, this is a wida means your final namaz. In front of Allah, this is my final occasion. Every namaz of us will be bettered. And every, but for this we need a cause. And alhamdulillah, our Hazrat has a cause every week, every month. And particularly in the month of Ramadan, whole people are coming from worldwide, 40 days, to spend in the company of the friends of Allah. Then see, as you make the zikr of Allah, which is our spiritual medicine, and as prescribed by the mashayikh, and do it according to that prescription. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us. Then see, as this heart becomes purified. And I'll just end off with this. Our Dada Shaykh mentioned so beautifully, La ilaha illallah muqaddam hai kalima hai tawheed mein. Ghair-e haq jab jaye, tab haq a jayenge. That the zikr that will be taught of La ilaha illallah. One is our La ilaha illallah like an empty capsule. One is as you learn to make the zikr of La ilaha illallah. That when you say La ilaha, you vacuuming your heart. Taking everything else out of your heart besides Allah. You filling the capsule with the love of Allah. How much that milligrams of the love of Allah is filled, so much of Allah Ta'ala's love and Allah Ta'ala's greatness will come in the heart. And as soon as that empties from the heart, everything besides Allah, you don't have to invite Allah. Allah Ta'ala will immediately come in the heart. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize how important to gain our success that will give us goodness in this world, most important in the qabr and in the year after. For that we have to get connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who our heart takes to. We have these great opportunities. Our honorable Shaykh comes and with the speaker. So let us sit with this open heartedness and ask Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I beg you, put me on this path of success. Give me tawfiq to make your zikr, and give me tawfiq to purify my heart, and to give me a life that you are extremely pleased with. And let me live by that, and let me pass away by that. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.
Jazakumullah, Mulana. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the understanding and the reality of those words. And one of these things of all these talks is to create in us the thirst for the love of Allah. When a person has a thirst, then like we know, when you're thirsty, you will go out looking for water. And whatever you find, whether it's a little bit, or whether it's an ocean, or whether it's a huge lake, you will go and benefit from it. So this is to create that thirst, that to understand that is something that we have to acquire. And as Mulana mentioned, our beloved Sheikh, Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Damat Barakatum, has programs in Azadwal, and Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat, really when you say you go out and you look, and sometimes you find a small glass of water, Hazrat is like the Niagara Falls. It just keeps coming. So we need to take benefit from such people. And also there are programs wherever, all over, in so many different parts, but when a person has a thirst, then he will go look for it. You're also in this masjid on Wednesday night, there's similar programs happening. On Mondays, Maulana Ahmad has a program for ladies, 45 minutes before Zohar. So there are programs in every area. We just need to find, like a thirsty person, who will go out and look for where is water. And then he will take benefit from it. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the reality and the tawfiq and the understanding of all this. Inshallah, we'll break now for Maghrib Salah. And after Maghrib, as I mentioned, we will have a short muzakira of the sunnats of eating. And thereafter, we'll make amal on those sunnats. There's meals prepared in the school hall. Please, everyone is invited to partake of those meals. And please don't go away. Stay after Isha. Inshallah, our beloved Sheikh will be giving a talk. And we ask everyone to benefit. And even if you can in the short time, send an SMS or two to some people to say, please come. Here is it where something is good, we all like to notify one another. The ladies are very good at it. When they find one special, then they all quickly phoning this one. You know, this got, Akalwai has got this one special, and you know, Spa got this one special. We got the greatest special before us. Somebody who's talking about the love of Allah, somebody who's talking about our very Creator, we can also send the SMS or two. So inshallah, after Maghrib, we'll have a short muzakira. After that, we will have meals, and after Isha is Hazrat's talk. Jazakumullah khair.